safe here. No one will harm you. Nothing can touch you now. Relax, Nettie. You are safe here. This is your shelter. Nothing can hurt you now. Listen to me. Listen carefully now. There was no doubt. There was no way. You never tried to save me. But all night was
free. I look at you when I think I do remember the many things that made my life worthwhile at the time. Now all you do is smile. I look at you when I think I will remember the many things that made my life complete at the time. Now all you do is smile.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of gothic, industrial, electronic and alternative music and some of the genres that I pretend fit into that big woolly cloud of stuff. And tonight, I've started tonight with, well, Edge of Dawn from their latest album, Anything That Gets You Through the Night, that's turning out to be actually a really strong album. And I went through back through the last couple of shows' set lists and realised I hadn't actually played that much off that album. So I thought I'd rectify that with that track, which was called Denial. Right, the show tonight is going to be very similar to previous shows in the way that it's going to be me bringing you tunes and nattering and telling you about gigs, clubs and events in the middle of the show somewhere. But I'm also going to try and crowbar in a few artists who are playing this coming weekend at Infest. It's one of my favourite festivals of the year, basically. It's nice that it's right on our doorstep here in Bradford, so I'm going to be running down stuff about that and also all the other stuff you need to know about other gigs and events and releases coming up in the next month or so. So loads of information, but also loads of tune. And tonight I started with fairly laid-back electronics there, very dark synth pop, and in a very similar style, but kind of slightly more upbeat. This is a band who are playing Infest this year, this coming weekend. This is Rotosand with Waiting to be Born.
And another day is done, ages of nothing, and another hope is gone, yearning for something. Waiting to be born. And our walls are closing in, so painfully silent. She's a prisoner within, lost on an island.
We'll be right back.
You heard their clicks with Again and Again, the Again and Again mix from the Dependent 2010 sampler. And before that, we had a couple of artists who are playing Infest this year here in Bradford this coming weekend. We have Aria with Bad List from her Hearts for Bullets album. And before that, we had Rough Sand with Waiting to be Born from Random is Resistance, both tracks off their latest album. And they're going to be stunning at this year's Infest. I'm really looking forward to this. I think a lot of people are. It's looking like it's going to shape up to be just a weekend of fun. So if you like your industrial kind of electronic music, get yourself along to Bradford University. In fact, it's sold out at the moment, so unless you can find a ticket, then it's probably not worth going up. But it is a great place to hang out. There's an outdoor area where you don't need a ticket for, which should be pretty awesome. So we shall see. It's going to be great, and I'll rave about it afterwards, no doubt, on the next show. But for the time being, now, yes, I will leave the rundown of gigs and clubs till after this next couple of tracks, but I figured there's not many opportunities I'm going to get to play Mandroid on the air, and they are playing this Infest festival. In fact, they're opening it on Friday, and there aren't many radio-safe versions of their tracks, but I do have possibly the only track in existence that's radio-safe of theirs, which is the radio edit of Burnt Out Car they gave me last time they came in the studio. So I think it's only fitting to play this. So if you're not going to get yourself to Infest, but you still want to hear the craziness that is Mandroid, here's Burnt Out Car. Oh, well, I thought that was going to be Burnt Out Car. No, this is Burnt Out Car.
We are Mandroid. Here are the words we cannot say on this radio station. What is this? I've got the crowbar, see a fast car, like a Vauxhall Nova or an Escort Popular, Subaru Impreza, that's a particular, wait until the concert goes, just take it on, joyride, grandma. Christmas is a burnt out car. All I want for Christmas is a smoky jack you are. All I want for Christmas is an atonement on your bar. Burnt out, burnt out, burnt out car. Lucky should have parked right there. Your fancy French car with a mobile on the chair. My boy fingers will break the lock in seconds. Go for a ride and torch the car you reckon over. Maestro. Saxo. Faxo.
Christmas is a new PC. All I want for Christmas is the smoky shag you are. All I want for Christmas is the donuts on your bar. Birds out, birds out, birds out car. All I want for Christmas is a birds out car. All I want for Christmas is the smoky shag you are. All I want for Christmas is the donuts on your bar. Birds out, birds out, birds out car.
And listen to Dark Radio!
Simulation! Damn it!
Sale traître, tout est mis au service des humanoïdes qui réduisent les peuples. Tu es à l'état d'esclave, sale traître. Sale traître. Sale traître.
Thank you.
XRX with Drum Space Drugs and Noise from their latest release, Update 3.0. They, along with the previous two bands, are also playing Infest this weekend, so it's kind of an Infest special show, this. So awesome stuff from them, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them live. I haven't seen them live before, and the Update 3.0 album is just stonking. I've played tunes off it for the last couple of shows or so since I got it, and yeah, you get the impression that I'm really into that. And before we had Memmaker with Death Comes, that's a remix from Rotterdam from the How to Remix a Robot Uprising, the remix CD of the very well accepted How to Enlist in a Robot Uprising. So again, great stuff, and a band I have seen before but will thoroughly enjoy seeing again when they play Infest this weekend. And before that we had the almost indescribable comic genius of Mandroid, an industrial parody band, and there aren't really many of them around. Lots of weird, really kind of weird in-jokes, but if you just go with the flow, it is just incredibly funny. Well worth getting yourself along to see the opening of Infest. If you like the way the silly openings have gone, they just get the whole venue going, they get the whole crowd in the right mood for the whole weekend. It just puts a big grin on everyone's face. Considering, what was it, 2 years ago, where Corline Rickrolled Infest in an industrial styling. In fact, I've recently gone onto YouTube and checked out a video clip of the start of his set, and he was using he was using some cheesy drums at the start of it as well. Really good stuff. Just had to make you smile. Big cardboard robots. You just couldn't get away from it. Yeah, that was it. Phil Collins drums we used as a massive sample on one of his tracks. So all great stuff. Right now, it's definitely time to run down Geese Club's events and all that kind of stuff. Now, first of all, I'll quickly run down a handful of albums that are coming out soon, well worth looking out for. We have, in no particular order, Grinderman, the Nick Cave project, are releasing their second album, imaginatively called Grinderman 2, on the 13th of September. They're also doing a little bit of a tour, but I'll mention that later. Birthday Massacre, again in a very similar vein, doing a bit of tour and have an album coming out. Pins and Needles from them is due on the 20th of September. Dirty Cash, an EP from Reaper, is due on the 10th of September. And a band I'm going to play you some of soon, a band called Hertz. I played one of their tracks on their last show, and I'm going to play you one on this show. They've got an album called Happiness coming out on August the 27th. So tomorrow, in fact. Lots of quality stuff coming up, but this week I'm really just going to have to focus on Infest. The lineup of that, if you don't already know, is Agonize, Aria, Concrete Lung, D-Vision, Heimstatt Yipatash, Mandroid, Memmaker, Nackmire, Northern Kind, Paralox, Pattern Bridge Wolf, Project Pitchfork, Rotosand, and XRX, some of which I've already played, and will have played a load of those over the last few weeks, and some are just favourites of the show, like Ario. I've been playing her stuff for a couple of years now. Awesome stuff. And gigs on Saturday the 4th of September, so a week from now, or a week on Saturday, we have Leeds Vampire Group are putting on some a gig at Santiago's at the Grand Arcade in Leeds. That's Zeitgeist Zero, John Rarick's Remains, and Speculous. That's £5 on the door, and doors are 7 p.m. And I think I got invited to that through Facebook, so search Facebook for that if you need any more details. Also on Saturday, September the 4th, there's Black Veil at the Cellar Bar at the George in Leeds. That runs from 8 p.m. to late, £2.50 on the door. More information at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. Also on September the 4th, there's a lot going on Saturday, September the 4th, is the return of Flock. This is Leeds' famous Friday Flock night, but moved to a Saturday, so it's just called Flock. It's returning at the Library Pub at Woodhouse Lane in Leeds. There is a pre-club gig, like there used to be quite often, with Deviant UK, supported by Capital X. Doors 7:30, first band at 8, club 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. More information on that can be found at sheepish.net/flock. I think I'm going to be getting myself to that one, because, well, both Deviant UK and Capital X, very good bands. Certainly good live. A couple of weeks after that, we have on Saturday the 18th of September the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. So you've got the main room there of kind of goth, cheese, alternative, a bit of everything goes on in the main room. And then you've got the Mutate Room with more harder dance electronic stuff. That's £5 on the door and runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. More information at thewendyhouse.org. Sorry. And Sunday the 19th of September, the Black Sheep Weekly Night returns in Leeds, and that's at Bar Santiago in Leeds. That runs from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. It's free entry, so it's the usual weekly thing we used to have in Leeds that's kind of had to die a death a bit due to venue issues. If you need to find more details on that, either go to sheepish.net or search for Sheepish on Facebook and you'll find the details there. And Sunday the 26th of September, so the second Sunday that's running, they're running a goth stock Black Sheep Showcase. So this is in combination with Leeds Goth Society, and this is being held at still Bar Santiago in Leeds, and they're putting on a couple of bands. They're putting on The Last Cry and Bashay, I believe it's pronounced, I'm not sure actually. that runs from 7pm to 11pm like normal, free entry like normal, and the details are on Facebook. So there you go, free gig on a Sunday night. So if you're not doing anything, it's a free gig. And it would be terrible not to mention the weekly night we have here in Bradford, Bad Moon Rising, at the Zoo Bar every Thursday from 9pm till 1am. Again, free entry. And more information on that can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. And as I've got to the bottom of my list, I've discovered the little note saying Grinderman, 27th of September, Leeds Uni Refectory. So that's obviously where Grinderman are playing. Like I said earlier, they're Nick Cave project, and very good. So I'll more than likely be getting along to that one. So I think it's time to carry on with some tunes. Now, as I mentioned earlier, a band called Hertz. Now, they're very kind of pop, synth-poppy, really. But to be honest, I don't care. They're very good. So this is Wonderful Life.
Across the seven on a Saturday night, Susie meets the man of her dreams. He says that he got in trouble and if she doesn't mind, he doesn't want the company. But there's something in the air, they share a look in silence and everything is understood. And Susie grabs a man and puts a grip on his hand as the rain puts a tear in his eye. She says, don't let go, never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Don't let go, never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Driving through the city to the temple station, cries into the baby was a family man, but the world has got him down on his knee. So she throws him at the wall and kisses burn like fire. And suddenly he starts to believe. And he takes her in his arms and he doesn't know why, but he thinks that he begins to see. She says, don't let go, never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Don't let go, never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Don't let go, never give up, it's such a wonderful life. Don't let go, never give up, it's such a wonderful life. We'll be right back.
is this thing that's killing me, that I can't touch, that I can't see. It's in our manifold, it's in the path I chose. I'm in the bitter end, it's all that I will ever know.
You. atmosphere with an occasion of 844, porting north, northeast of Belgium, Germany, and France, getting 80 to 90% of the dropout zone.
Okay, you're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Vomito Negro with the Feel the Heat 2K10 remix from the Kinetic Festival Volume 3 compilation. Strong compilation, great festival as well. Before that, we had Notes from a War by Strom Kern from the Electronic Saviors compilation. A great compilation, a strong song. And before that, we had the very kind of light synth pop Hertz, who just seem to be breaking through onto the scene at the moment, basically onto the mainstream scene, really. They're signed to Sony being played on mainstream radio, some of those big channels you may have heard of, and they're going to be massive. I think they're a one to watch, and stunning sound from them. And as usual, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to leave you with kind of two tracks now. This is a band called Eusius Exit, which seem to have been around for a while, but I've only just noticed they got recommended by a friend. And this is a track called King, and I'll be following that with Deathline International with Breaking. So that's all for tonight. I will be back in a fortnight's time with all the reports and interviews and stuff from Infest, so see you later.